This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News, Pain Management, and Physical Therapy channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Afosa Gwobadia, PT-DPT, and the founder of the informational website Physical Therapy Haven, which shares clinical education and promotes awareness regarding physical therapy. And he serves as director at ATI Mission Works for ATI Physical Therapy, which coordinates overseas volunteer trips for employees to serve in less developed and low access areas. We are speaking with Afosa today about his global initiative, the Global PT Day of Service, which is October the 17th. Afosa, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Now, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So where did the idea for the initiative come from?
So that's actually a fun question. Eric, this past year, I actually did a trip around the world. I went to 22 countries in 8 months, and with the goal of trying to get a glimpse and a capture and mosaic of health, physical therapy, and service around the world. And one of the countries in particular, I was in Iquitos, Peru, and the Amazon River on this boat, and an idea that was hanging out in the back of my head suddenly shot to the front of my mind, and the idea was this. What if we challenge students, clinicians, associated staff of physical therapy around the country and around the world to do an act of service and volunteerism on the same day? And then what if we had those people doing these service acts and volunteer acts post them online, on social media, on the website, so this sort of galvanizing and action of compassion. And right away, once I got back on land, I emailed my fellow co-founder, Josh D'Angelo. I just had to get it out to somebody about the idea. And he did one of the coolest things you can do. Josh is a really big activator. He sent me an email that night and said, not only do we have to do this initiative, we can't not do this initiative. And from there, the initiative was born.
And that certainly is exciting, and I love the approach and the idea that came to you there. How do you hope the day turns out?
So that's a multifaceted answer. So what we've seen so far, we've been working on the initiative over the last couple of months, just prepping for it and then sharing it with people around the world. We're in 50 states in the United States, and we're in over 26 countries around the world and approaching 1,500 participants. And we think there's going to be actually more who show up. So what we hope is multifaceted. We hope first that we have positive effects in the communities that our clinicians, students, and staff are participating in a positive way. So that's very important. We also hope that the people who are serving, as they are fulfilling others, hopefully they're being fulfilled themselves. And we hope to really paint a positive light about the profession, really show the community and the world what the profession is about. Because this day of service really falls in line with what we believe physical therapy is about, using our hands, our hearts, and our word to do good for others. So all that in one. And it's also a dear to ourselves as a profession. And the dear is this. Can we turn compassion into galvanized action? So far, we're seeing yes from the response that we're getting. And we hope that the day of service and then beyond really proves that.
What do you hope the overall impact is on the communities and those that serve?
Another good question, Eric. So this day of service is one day, and we hope there's a lot of bonds created and connections made between the quote-unquote server and the served on both sides. But we also hope that this creates sustainable change. So let's say a student or a clinician or a staff member, like we were mentioning, does an act of service, and we're telling people it could be health-related or non-health-related, just a way that fulfills you and you enjoy it in a way that benefits the community. So we hope that some of these people serving find out that they enjoy serving, and then they decide to do it, if not next week, next month, and if not this month, maybe next quarter. So we're hoping to make this a little bit of a habit as we continue to talk about servant leadership domestically and abroad.
Today we are with Afosa Gwobadia, PT-DPT, who is behind the global initiative, the Global PT Day of Service, which is coming up on October the 17th here on eHealth Radio's Health News, Pain Management, and Physical Therapy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Afosa, what has been your favorite part about planning for this initiative?
So Josh and I, the other co-founder for the initiative, Josh D'Angelo, We put together a team of 10 from all over the country with different backgrounds and experiences and different settings in the physical therapy realm. And just working with them has been so enjoyable as we've talked about servant leadership and community service and what is possible when we challenge ourselves to be the best that we can be for those around us. So the planning, the conversations, the discussions up until this point and that we believe is going to continue has just been inspiring. That coupled with the response that we've seen. I mentioned some of the stats earlier in our talk. Over 1,400 participants, getting close to 1,500 participants from the Philippines, from Taiwan, from South Africa. This is something that Josh and I started and the team started to execute. We're just almost sitting back now and just being blown away. So it's really been very, very enjoyable, and I'll call those two things coupled together my favorite part.
We can certainly feel the positive energy from there, and we certainly are appreciative to be a part of getting the word out on this initiative. What can the listeners do to support or tune in?
So one of the main things you can do is just tune in. So October 17, 2015 is the day of service, and we're asking people that are serving that day, and even a few people serving leading up to that day, to post on the actual day. So post videos, short videos or photos so we can see these bonds live. And people are going to be posting with the hashtag PTDOS. So if you follow that hashtag, hopefully it's trending. That'll be a good way to follow the conversation and the ongoing story. And also follow us across social media at PT Day of Service across Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and then our website is www.ptdayofservice.com. So I think that's actually the most important way people could support, just tuning in and supporting and liking and retweeting and sharing some of the stuff with others so we can really, again, prove that compassion can be turned into galvanized action. And this is something that we want to do annually, so this is the first year, we hope, of many, many more. So tune in, go to the website, and there's other ways to support, whether it's via donation or via just a message of support and things of that nature.
Well, Ifosa, I think is awesome, and we certainly are privileged to be a part of this initial inauguration of this special initiative that you have launched here. We've been speaking with Ifosa Gwobadia, the director of ATI Mission Works for ATI Physical Therapy, which coordinates overseas volunteer trips for employees to serve in less developed and low access areas. Ifosa is also behind the global initiative, the Global PT Day of Service, which is this week on October the 17th. And once again, the website of reference is PTDayofService.com. Ifosa, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
The pleasure is all mine. Thanks so much for having me.
And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News, Pain Management, and Physical Therapy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.